Now we bring in another candidate, Republican in the 1st Congressional District primary race, Caroline Leavitt, back to the show, GMI Studios. How are you?
I'm well, Jack. How are you doing?
Good. How's the campaign going?
Terrific. It's going really well. We have so much momentum right now. I'm really excited about it. Just last week, we rolled out the endorsement of Senator Ted Cruz from the great state of Texas, a true constitutional conservative, very proud and honored that he recognized, you know, my conservative campaign that we're running here in New Hampshire and came out to support. We also announced this week the endorsement of Representative Madison Cawthorn from North Carolina. He is currently the youngest member of Congress. If elected, I would take that title from him, and he's hoping that I will. So he is actually going to come up to New Hampshire and campaign in a couple of weeks. We're hosting an event at Bonfire in Manchester on Elm Street, and then we're going to go up to Dartmouth and speak to the college Republicans up there. I've really made it a pivotal point on my campaign to reach out to younger voters. It's one of the reasons that compelled me to run. We have to start changing minds with my generation as Republicans, or we're going to continue to lose. So the campaign's going well. We raised nearly $350,000 in our first quarter. As a first-time candidate, I'm really proud of that, and I'm especially proud that the majority of that money came from here in the state of New Hampshire. So things are looking good. I've been on the trail every single night in a different town talking to voters and garnering more support.
Well, and so Dartmouth is going to let you on campus as a Republican?
Yes, they are. The Dartmouth College Republicans reached out to myself, and it just so happened that Congressman Cawthorn will be here campaigning with me. So we're going to make an event out of it. We're hosting a panel on campus. It's open to the public. And look, I hope that not only Republican students, but Democrat students as well come. We need to start having open dialogue. We need to, again, start changing minds with my generation of voters, or again, we're going to continue to lose. I say it every day. I'll continue to say it. The time is now to start flipping the switch with this electorate, because my generation is the future of our electorate. And if we want to win as Republicans, we have to start gaining votes. So we're really committed to doing that before November of next year. That's what will propel us to victory. But yes, they are letting us on campus. I hope that we'll have a healthy debate. I really look forward to it.
Caroline Leavitt, now that race that you're involved in, this primary in the 1st Congressional District, it's getting to be interesting. And I guess one of my questions is, Gail Huff Brown, who was on the show a week or so ago, also now in the race. So how does the expanded candidates, and some would say serious candidates in terms of an ability to get an organization, raise money, how does that affect your candidacy? Or does it?
Well, look, like I said, we just raised $350,000, majority of that money coming from here in the state of New Hampshire. I am running in the conservative grassroots lane, and I'm very proud of it. Like I said, we have a grassroots campaign, and national figures like Ted Cruz, like Madison Cawthorn, and some others that we'll be rolling out soon, Jack, have taken notice of the true groundswell of support that we have received over the last couple of months. I believe, and this is the feedback I've heard from voters, they want a bold voice, someone who is not going to back down from a fight. That's the problem with Washington, D.C. on both sides of the aisle. It's my personal problem with my current representative, Chris Pappas. He is feckless. He has not spoken up on issues of contention. You never know where he stands because he doesn't want to take a side on an issue. Voters are done with that on both sides of the aisle. They want strong voices, and I've been that for them. You know, I'm the first candidate in this race, and I believe the only to come out and say I would not vote to raise the debt ceiling down in Washington, D.C. We actually have to take a stand against this radical, unmitigated spending that's happening. You know, I came right out and said to the vaccine mandates on businesses and employers and employees alike should not comply with this madness. I don't think another candidate in this race has said that. So I am taking bold stances for the people of New Hampshire. That's what they want. That's the feedback I've been hearing. And, again, our message is resonating. I'm really excited about it.
You know, a question I asked one of your challengers or competitors, Mr. Mowers, I want to ask you this story out today that one of the pieces of this proposed $3.5 trillion, they call it reconciliation, but bigger spending package budget on top of the infrastructure, would be an action item that would basically require banks in our region to report to the Internal Revenue Service any transaction in a personal account, $600 or over. That seems over the top to me, but I'm not the candidate. What's your reaction to that?
Oh, it's absolutely over the top. It's infuriating. It is maddening. Not only does it put the banks and the owners of these institutions add more regulations and more burdensome bureaucracy on their plates and make it harder for them to do business. This is a clear infringement on the privacy of us, we the people, the American citizens, the people of New Hampshire. The IRS monitoring bank accounts. Just think about that in hindsight for a minute. That is completely un-American, but honestly, it's unsurprising because President Biden has taken un-American actions nearly every single day for the past 10 months of his presidency. It's why our country is in crisis. We have an economic crisis. We just witnessed one of the most egregious national security crises, certainly in my lifetime with the bungled pullout of Afghanistan. We have an immigration crisis at our southern border. The federal government is an absolute mess, and in part, it's because they want to expand the federal government to no end. And I know the people of New Hampshire overwhelmingly reject this proposal, but again, where is Chris Pappas? He has not come out to speak out against it. He refuses to take a side on issues of contention if it doesn't align with party leadership, and it's really disappointing. It's why we need a change, and it's why I'm very excited to be running against him.
Caroline, love it. I appreciate the time. GMI Studios, Good Morning New Hampshire. Make it a great Wednesday.
Thanks, Jack. Take care.